Report, Biden officials, MAGA, Trump used for banks to surveil private transactions after January 6 protests. By Amy Furr on February 10, 2024. President Joe Biden's, D, administration has reportedly admitted what terms were used when federal investigators wanted banks to surveil Americans' financial transactions after the January 6, 2021, protests. According to Fox News, the outlet obtained a letter wherein the government admitted that MAGA, Trump, and Kamala were among the terms, the news source said Friday. The report continued. The letter, sent Friday from the Treasury Department to Senator Tim Scott, RSC, the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, notes that exchange events convened by its Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, began shortly after January 6 under the prior administration, and included terms such as Antifa, MAGA, Trump, Biden, Kamala, Schumer, and Pelosi. The letter, signed by Acting Assistant Secretary Corey Teles, comes in response to a letter sent by Scott to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen demanding answers from the department and FinCEN after revelations of the surveillance using politically charged search terms to flag customer profiles to federal law enforcement surfaced. Scott blasted the surveillance action in his letter, saying it represents a flagrant violation of Americans' privacy and the improper targeting of U.S. citizens for exercising their constitutional rights without due process. In May, a House Judiciary Committee report on FBI whistleblowers showed that Bank of America officials gave the agency a list of people who use their services in the Washington, D.C. area, even if they did not have anything to do with what happened on January 6, Breitbart News reported. It is interesting to note that Biden raised $1 million following his recent January 6 speech when he compared former President Donald Trump to Nazis, Breitbart News said January 8. Breitbart News reported January 18 that officials with the Treasury Department working on behalf of federal law enforcement after the January 6 incident asked banks to look through customers' transactions for signs of things such as extremism, the outlet said. Those signs were things such as purchases of small arms or purchases from large sporting goods stores that sell guns, per House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, R.O.